USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jacob Blake, the man shot by police officers in Wisconsin on Sunday, is paralyzed from the waist down. The officers involved were placed on administrative leave, and peaceful protests began yesterday, but things again turned violent, and looting and rioting began once again late last night. Kenosha business owner Elijah Schaefer surveying the damage of his business after the riots.
What I see, I was not prepared for. I knew it was going to be a disaster, but I didn't know what a disaster looked like until I saw it.
More than 500,000 people in Texas and Louisiana are being told to evacuate before Hurricane Laura's arrival. Galveston Mayor Craig Brown saying the weather is still nice in his city, so this is a day for everyone to be prepared to get out. Laura is expected to pick up speed and make landfall tomorrow night as a Category 3 hurricane. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
During the Republican National Convention, President Trump met with essential workers at the White House. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
President Trump says his administration is not getting rid of U.S. postal workers. In a pre-recorded meeting with essential workers at the Republican National Convention, the president said that he cares deeply about the U.S. Postal Service. He met with postal workers, police officers, registered nurses, and doctors to discuss the coronavirus pandemic.
The University of Alabama has reported 531 COVID-19 cases at its Tuscaloosa campus since classes resumed last week as the city's mayor announced bar closures to stem the spread of the potentially deadly bug. The executive order closing bars and bars inside restaurants until September 8th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Laptop shortages across the United States could greatly affect schools as classes start up again. Due to hardware delays, laptops might arrive in time for the start of virtual classes.
It's a little bit like asking them to paint without a paintbrush. It's asking them to play basketball without a ball.
Tom Baumgarten, superintendent of the Morongos Unified School District in California, says his district is waiting for over 5,000 Lenovo Chromebooks.
It's several weeks delayed now. We're all chasing computers. We're calling the companies. I mean, this past weekend, we just got 1,000 computers.
The shortage also affecting schools in Ohio, Maryland, Indiana, and New York. Lin Hung is with the Intel Data Corporation.
We've gotten this astronomical surge in demand for laptops. The supply chain was not anticipating having to produce this many, and we are still playing catch-up at the moment.
Former First Lady and 2016 Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton says Joe Biden shouldn't concede the election because the final results of the election will likely drag out due to mail-in ballots. Clinton saying without proof that the president is using COVID to defraud the American people, all of our people, of a fair and free election. The post office is telling people to get their ballots in early, although some political observers have said a winner of the presidential contest may not be declared on Election Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.